Bishol, Perek Aleph, Seif Tes Zayin. Shi'ur Bishol B'maim. Till now we discussed foods. What is the shi'ur if it is not food, if it is water? Now what we're going to learn now, we'll give a little introduction. We'll learn now like this, that till Yad Seled, as we learned till now, it's not considered altogether bishul. We'll never find bishul with something which is not cooked to Yad Seled. By water, when it comes to the shlach from Yad Seled, we consider it already machu ben drisoi. We consider it already cooked a third or a half. The amount which one needs for machu ben drisoi with water, when it comes to Yad Seled, it's already considered cooked machu ben drisoi. Therefore, if the person was cooked on Shabbos till the shlach from machu ben drisoi, he's going to be chayav. Till the shlach from Yad Seled, he's going to be chayav on Shabbos. Let's see that in there. Dipta sein. Hamachamem maim leshir shayat zeledes boy chayv mishum bishul af imadayin leegia lewetzicha gemura. If a person would cook till the stage from Yad Seledes, then it's already considered that you are cooking, even though it did not come to boiling. Not boiling hot. Doesn't come to the Resicha, it's called boiling, not boiling hot, even though when it comes to the shlap from Yad Seledes, it is already considered cooked. We'll see in a minute what is considered Yad Seledes. Seif Yud Zayin. Maim she'giyu l'chum she'yad Seledes bem, asu l'hoi siv l'chamim ad she'yatichu. The same as we learned before, that from Machu Ben Drisoi till the end of the Machloek Yishenim, and we say you're not allowed to go and cook from Yad Seledes till the end, from Machu Ben Drisoi till the end, since we considered by water Machu Ben Drisoi is the shlav, is the stage from Yad Seledes, which is considered Machu Ben Drisoi, one's not allowed to cook till the end, till it gets fully cooked. Till it gets fully cooked. What is considered fully cooked by water is considered boiling. When it comes to the boiling stage, when it starts disintegrating, then that is the shlav of fully cooked. Therefore, if a person was cooked from Yad Seledes point till fully cooked, then he loves to be chayv on Shabbos. V'lachen, im lo yispik la'atiach at ha'mayim shebameichem me'ev Shabbos, also la'asiz v'shabbos shum po'ola magbir atachum, k'goyin le'kayv at ha'meichem ele'esh o'y le'chasrisim me'lemala be'beged. A person has his urn on the fire on Shabbos, or puts on the urn on Shabbos. If it is not fully cooked, even if it is when Shabbos came in, one's not allowed to help it to cook from Yad Seledes till the end. Therefore, a person is not allowed to make it nearer to their fire. A person is not allowed to cover it. He says in the footnotes, he is not allowed to take out either mayim from it, water from it, because taking out the water will help the rest of the water to go and cook quicker, because till now there was a lot of water there. Therefore, if there's a lot of water, the problem to go and to take much longer. But if there's less water, it takes much quicker. Therefore, a person is not allowed to help it make quicker that's going to go and cook on Shabbos. Therefore, a person is not allowed to go and take out water from the urn if it wasn't fully cooked when Shabbos came. Well, now, when you take out the water, it's not fully cooked. You're helping it to go and cook quick. Oh. Now, we said we're going to discuss what is considered Yad Seledes. What do we consider Yad Seledes? Really, Yad Seledes is a big, 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 big machlokes. But on Shabbos, now consider these halachos which we're learning now, we have to take on the stringent. A Yad Seledes is already from 40 degrees, some people say 45. A kopon about from 40 degrees, already a person should be choshesh, that's already considered Yad Seledes. 40 degrees, the normal bath is less than 40 degrees, because a person can't take 40 degrees of bath. But let's say it's about a bath, amount of a bath. A person normally takes a bath 20, 38, 40, something like that. 40 is already very hot. About 38, 36, 37. Body heat is 37. A person takes a bath normally about 37, 38, 40. That's a normal amount. That is the stage which one has to worry already. It is Yad Seledes. BMS. There are stages which hold that Yad Seledes is 80 degrees. But klape our halacha, which we say now, you have to go and take on the stringent. That's already going to be Yad Seledes from 40 degrees. From 40 degrees, we consider it's already cooked Machal Ben Drusoy, and if a person goes and cooks water till this 40 degrees, it's already problematic. But from 40 degrees till the end, there's also a problem, like we're learning here. So if Yod Chesk, Zeyas Hefsha. Zeyas Hefsha is a new Gzeyah. What is the Gzeyah from Hefsha? It's a Gzeyah, a person may come leaving the object in a place it may cook. What's that mean? It means like this. A person has put next to the fire something for 2 minutes. Now, within 2 minutes, this will never come to Yad Seledet Boy. If it is water, it will never come to Machal Ben Drusoy. If it is, let's even say it's not going to come to Yad Seledet, because we said it's the Issa Midrabanan, but if already it came to Yad Seledet. It's not even going to come to Yad Seledet. A person puts water next to the on the Mecham, it won't come to Yad Seledet. We're only going to be there for 3 minutes. Person puts the food on the Mecham, it won't be Yad Seledet, even if it will only be for a few minutes. But Chazal said not like that. Chazal said we were worried that you're going to go and leave it there for longer and it's going to be cooked. So if a person would take out raw food, and put it on a plate for 5 minutes in order to go and defrost it, in order to make it not so cold, in order to take away its coldness, even though you're not interested it should be cooked. You're interested only to take away the coldness. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because we are worried you're going to leave it there in the stages and it's going to be bishul on Shabbos. That is the gzeirah hefsha. The gzeirah from taking away the coldness. The iftut ches. Ein niten dover machal bilti mevushal al gabi eish im samuchlo. One's not to take something which is not cooked next to the fire or on the fire, emu yochel ischamim shomach shegei lochum shiyad esled esfoy. If there is a possibility it could come hot there to Yad Seledet, which we said is already considered the first stage of cooking, if it could come to the stage of cooking to Yad Seledet, we don't allow you to put it there. Vafilu kavod nosoi rak lahafik tzi nosoi uvelitul meish kuidin shishamim kol kach. Are the awesome machine zeh tefsha. Even if your kavona is in order to put it there only to make it not so cold. You took it out of the freezer. And you don't want it to be so cold. You want to put it on the mecham in order that it should go and take away its coldness. In 3 minutes time, you're going to take it away. You're not allowed to do that. We're worried. You're going to forget it till it gets fully cooked. Nema gamba mashkin shispashlu im nitstamenu, lachen ein nitl mar tzoinen agabe amechem kdei lapshiroi, im olen hu lagea lochum tzoniyat tzoledes bot. This issa is even if we're discussing water which has well cooked and now came cold. Now we'll learn Be'ezus Shem later on, that if you have water which has been cooked, or if you've got any soup which has been cooked, and it gets cold, we consider it not cooked. Therefore you're not allowed to cook it up again. Therefore, even in such a status, even though the Asam Yishenim will say there's no cooking anymore, even though the Asam Yishenim will say there's no cooking anymore, since we take on there is cooking for something which was cooked and it got cold, if it is a liquid, such a thing you're also not allowed to put on the place which could come to Yad Seledet, because we are worried maybe you're going to forget it there and it'll come to Yad Seledet and it'll be bishul on Shabbos. Now, even if you're not going to put it on the fire itself, if you're going to put it into a Keli Vishen means the pot which was taken off the fire. If you have a pot which was taken off the fire, or the water which was taken off the fire, and you want to put inside this water which is in the pot, you want to put some food which is not cooked yet, and you want to put it inside this water, it will be left there for a long time, it will be problematic for Bishul. We don't allow you to do it even for a few minutes because you may forget it there. If it is a Yad Keli Sheni, then we say there is no Zera from Hefsha Keli Sheni. Aval, Mutel Aniach Maim Chodoba Machal Amanos Lchamamom, the Mokom Sheni Yachonin Agil Adagas Chum Shel Yad Seledet. If in this place they can't come to Yad Seledet even if you want to, then it's a, in such a circumstance, we allow you to go and do Hefsha, since it's not going to be able to come to Yad Salah at this point, there's no problem to put it there, there's no problem from there Hefsha for something which can't come to Yad Salah at this point, even if you leave it for a long, long time.